All right, it's Casey Drive. It's 107.7. It's Sam Felt. This one is called Time After Time. Loads of music still coming up, including that Urban Explosion Jive off the Five. But way before that, we do have the three of the best, where I give you three hits from one artist, which is very difficult to do. And then you guys can, of course, decide which one you like the most by voting for it. As I said earlier, now today, I'm speaking to Amanda Tiffin, who's the head of jazz studies at UCT and a passionate mentor in South Africa's music space, now with over a decade of experience guiding young jazz artists. Amanda is going to be sharing with us for the next couple of minutes how music mentorship can unlock potential, build confidence, and create real career paths for youth in the arts. Amanda, thank you so much for giving us a moment of your time. Welcome to Drive today on Friday. How are you?
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me. I'm doing really well. Thank you.
Lovely to hear that. This conversation is going to be available as a podcast on our app, where you can access it and you can download it. You can share it with your friends and family. Let's get into it, Amanda. You've worked closely with young musicians for many years. Now, in your view, what kind of impact does mentorship have on their growth, both musically and personally?
I think it can be life-changing, to be honest, especially if it comes at a really pivotal time in their musical journey, which often happens with this particular program, Artscape Youth Jazz, where we have a mix of youngsters taking part from the ages of 15 to 27. And so often we'll get a young person who's maybe in high school in the last couple of years of their high school left to go, and they're unsure of what career path to take. They're very talented. They're good at music. Their parents are telling them to get a real job. And, you know, and sometimes if they just see what's possible, they can get some input from people who are in the industry, who have been in the industry a long time and are doing well and have all kinds of different perspectives to offer them. Sometimes it can really confirm for them that this is the right path for them to take. And sometimes the opposite, you know.
Yeah.
But with quite a number of participants that have gone through that program, they've said, you know, doing that process and some of the conversations they'd had or some of the interactions they'd had with the mentors along the way really cemented it for them that music was the path that they wanted to choose, and off they went and followed that path.
Let's speak about some of those challenges that young artists face today. What are some of those common challenges in your experience, Amanda, that young artists face when pursuing music seriously? And how can mentorship or access to guidance make a difference in that pursuit?
I think because it's such a... it's an unclear pathway to take, music or anything really in the arts. You know, a lot of career choices have a clearer trajectory, if you like. You finish your matric, you do well, you get into your program or some kind of qualification, and then you get maybe some work experience, and then you get into a job, and then off you go. But music doesn't really work like that most of the time. And so it's quite daunting for a young person to really see what's possible and see how they would build a life and build a career and a viable career for themselves when it's so sort of a little bit vague in terms of what should I do. It's really wide open. So a mentor can often change that perspective by just, you know, sharing their experiences and their choices and career pathway and how they've made success out of their music, and that can really help guide a young person and help them to sort of shape their career and set themselves some goals. And also one of the most valuable things is that seeing this young talent and interacting young talent, can't speak English today, young talent interacting okay. with a professional musician, sometimes it's a great contact for them, and then they get recommended for work opportunities and things like that. So that can also be a very valuable outcome from this program.
Absolutely. Now, the Youth Jazz Series, Amanda, it's been running for over two decades now. So what makes this kind of platform so important for developing young talent in South Africa?
I think the really special thing about this particular platform and program is that it offers young talent opportunities in different ways. It offers them this mentorship that we're talking about, that interaction, but it also offers them contacts in terms of meeting other young musicians from other places that are not you know, specifically the same place that they're studying or where they're operating. So they meet other young musicians from parts of the Western Cape and form contacts and relationships there. And also what it does is it offers the youth talent a beautiful platform on which to showcase that talent. We are on a big stage with big sound and lighting, and they're getting really great publicity, and they're getting exposed to what's possible for them. So Artscape and the City of Cape Town really offer such a great boost for the young talent in that way. Yeah. They get to perform and rehearse and really see what it's like to be in a professional production.
So what would your advice be today, Amanda, that you would give to youngsters that are listening now to this conversation, and more importantly to your voice, who are passionate about music but they feel they don't have the resources or the support to pursue it as a career? What would your advice be to them?
I would say that they just need to keep playing and find the mentorship and the guidance from where they can. And, you know, it doesn't have to always be in a formal way. We've had plenty of examples of great artists coming through churches, through gospel music, through music programs, through community music programs, of which there are quite a number of really great ones around the Western Cape. Get involved, play with other young musicians, play in bands, you know, and just really hone your craft, work on your instrument. For example, a couple of years ago, we had a bass player come through the Youth Jazz who was then studying at UCT. Mm. He told me that he taught himself to play bass on YouTube.
Wow.
And he, you know, yeah. So these things are possible. He got lessons on YouTube until he could get himself forward into a program. You know? So I think that's, you've just got to keep working at it, keep your head down, and work hard, practice your instrument, practice your craft. And the better you are at it, the more notice people will take.
Amanda, thank you so much for the amazing work you guys are doing, you and your team, and for showing how music can truly transform young lives. And for having this conversation, we truly appreciate your time today on Drive.
Oh, it's a great pleasure, and thanks very much for having me.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe.
Thank you. You too. Stay warm.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There we go. That was Amanda Tiffin, guys, my first guest for the afternoon. We put in the experts today. It's that music-driven conversation that we are having, and Amanda reminding us that mentorship and passion and access can open doors far beyond the stage. There's no limit to what you can do. So don't live an Ameki Boxy. Thanks, Amanda. It's 14 minutes away from the top of the hour. It's Casey Drive, and it's right here with me, Brad.